next applicant is the Milwaukee Chamber Theater. Take a look at their work samples. Contessa, would you like to begin the review?
So, Milwaukee Chamber Theater mission is to produce intimate, high-quality, professional theatrical works of literary merit that engage and challenge the audience while employing and nurturing principally local theater artists. Their budget is a little over $895,000. Now in their 44th season, in Milwaukee's third largest non-musical theater company, they stage two shows each year. One is in a 360-seat theater, and three additional shows are in a 99-seat studio theater. Recent season, 28% of actors were of color, reflecting the community in which they make their make theater. Is their commitment. They partner with Wisconsin-based companies and university on their productions, and I don't think I saw a letter. They do, however, later they explain those partnerships. They expanded their outreach program to kids in schools. They share their plays with Milwaukee area students and community while providing a young playwright festival to nurture aspiring writers. They employ five staff with college student interns that receive a hands-on experience. There are 22 board members, 18% of that are non-white, and they do have a governance committee. They also have an adult education initiative as well. The board plays a proactive role in audience development. Each year, more than 16,000 individuals attend their performances. And take advantage of their educational opportunities or participate in their artistic activities. 95% of are people who live and work in Wisconsin. Again, they list a lot of organizations, names, but not commitment letters and supporting their relationships. The board is in the process of a strategic plan, which is done every few years. Evaluation includes collecting feedback through questionnaires as well as informally from patrons, donors, board, and students. And overall, I think some of the narrative answers were vague. I think that's all the comments.
Ed, your comments?
A couple things to fill in. Every member of the board contributes financially. Mm-hmm. That's about significant. Not only was a good percentage of the board, I think 18% of the board was non-white, as 28% of the actors. They do some education outreach with Milwaukee area students at the Young Playwrights Festival. They do collaboration with UWM students and alumni. They partner with UWM on some productions. They have collaboration did some first stage involving 6 high school actors chosen from First Stage Youth Company. They have a performance where you can pay what you choose to help folks experience theater that might not otherwise. They've got outreach activities with Brookfield Academy, Oak Creek High School, the Prairie School in Racine, University of Milwaukee, River Hills. They encourage high school students. To participate in a one-act play, submitting it, and then produce it. They are worried about people who our culture with ever-shortening attention spans, and how we can deal with that.
Their percentage of income from fundraising is 62%. According to 990, about a third of the $564,000 raised in fundraising comes from the Federated Campaign.
Kelly, any comments?
Yeah, I really liked reading about their playwrights festival. Their supplemental education information was really helpful to understand the full breadth of that. I also like their org plan, and it shows a lot of great forward thinking about where the company is going and how they're planning for the future. A question that I have, and this is something that I've actually been thinking about with a lot of these companies, and this is the one that I just made the biggest note about it, is that on the kind of cover sheet for their application, in the populations benefited, what is that meant to be for an applicant filling that out?
That's meant to be for the National Endowment for the Arts. So that's not meant to be, I mean, I could be looking at this wrong, but that's, most of that we don't actually include in the PDF. So can you show me where on the application form that is?
Nope. It is under the NEA stuff, but I just didn't know how it related to the application, because several of them are indicating that the population that is benefited by race is white, but that I'm seeing in their materials that that's not the only population they're serving. It was a point of clarity. So this is that is about NEA stuff, not about this application necessarily.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Maggie, any comments?
Just that there, let's see, I had a note here about the audience. The audience engagement committee. They are cultivating audience relationships through an audience engagement committee that is led by the board. So it shows that that has a very high priority for this organization.
Other comments?
I think they have a really strong board.
Any other comments? Thank you.